Good evening and welcome along to a very special episode of The Score here on Highland Radio on this Thursday evening, the 19th of June, with myself, Mark Gallagher. Coming up later in the show, we'll be hearing from former Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan to look ahead to this weekend's League of Ireland fixtures. But as rally fever rolls into town once again, there is only one place to start, and it is, of course, the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. The ceremonial start of the rally is taking place outside Angrenian Theatre in Letterkenny this evening, and we can now cross over to proceed at the much anticipated event, and we'll join our very own Oisin Kelly.
Keep pace with the leaders on day one of the Donegal International Rally, live on Highland Radio, in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny, where tonight, Friday, it's Johnny Brady and One for the Road. Pay at the door.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Welcome along to the Port Road in Letterkenny for the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally 2025. Ceremonial start, and I can tell you, Mark, we have been drenched in sunshine and warm conditions here this evening, and there's hundreds who have lined the street here on the Port Road of the town to get a glimpse of the top 30 or 40 cars and the competing crews, and the build-up is certainly very much on to this event, which gets underway tomorrow morning in Inishowen. We'll speak now to some of the drivers. First up, we've got Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. If they want to make their way to the ramp, I'm going to talk them up here because, as we know, they are the defending champions. They have won this rally on the last two occasions. They are the current Irish Tarmac Rally Championship leaders. They're also going for three in a row in the Skoda Fabia. I think Noel has actually ditched you, Callum. If Noel O'Sullivan's there, if he could hear us, maybe he could join us in the ramp. I'll speak to Callum. How are you doing, Callum?
Very good, sir.
We eventually get to catch up.
Did
you get all the work in the digger done, did you?
I did. So had to get something done. Busy week.
Listen, what's the feeling getting into this tilt at Donegal? Looking for three in a row. No pressure. I'll just throw it out there at the start.
Aye. There's no pressure in that. No. Look, I'm looking forward to it, as I do. Probably there's more pressure on the first Donegal for me. So everything I do now is enjoyable. And I just try to get into a rhythm and get into a battle.
But listen, you have a full year now under your belt in this car. This time last year, you were sitting in the Skoda for the first time, and you went on to win the event. So what can you do in it this year? Because you've got an extra 12 months in her now.
Yeah, I do think we'll be a wee bit quicker in it. First rally, we got it all the week of the rally. We didn't give us much time. Probably was a bit silly when you look at it, but it worked out well. But yeah, we've made some improvements since then, and yeah, we'll see. But there's a couple of more quick guys now adding on. It's not going to make it easy.
Yeah. Big entry again, but obviously likes of Hayden Patton. John Armstrong's there, a couple of new names for a Donegal event. So does that add a wee bit more that you've won in the car and you'll be looking over your shoulder and you're a marked man from the get-go?
I'll definitely be watching over my shoulder. Look, Hayden's two-time European champion, and John there's off the back of being third in the ERC in Poland there last weekend. So top class drivers, and William Crichton there, I think he's leading the British Championship as well. So, and the normal Irish Tarmac regulars, like it's going to be tight, it's going to be great, and the weather's, like I say, the pace is just going to be that wee bit faster.
You're not going to give away too much anyway, that's for sure. you're not going to tell us what the plan is, but listen, we'll bring Nolan. That's what I was saying before we went on the air. I think it's the only Derry-Kerry partnership that get on, because you don't get on in football, but you're doing rallying, Noel.
Yeah, no, look, it's good. Myself and Callum are a couple of years together now, and look, we're here as defending champions, and it's an honour to carry number one in the door in the most iconic rally in the country, and we're looking forward to it. There's a great crowd here tonight, and Donegal Motor Club, as usual, put on a great show. So it's all systems go for tomorrow morning in Mallon.
Yeah, when we look up the street, we don't see too many scenes like this in Irish rallying, but it just shows that this is the big one. This is the one that everybody wants to be part of.
Yeah, this is the big one. Look, we're lucky enough to win it 2 years in a row. There's probably a target on our back this weekend, but yeah, we're looking forward to it, and it'll be a good weekend. There's a good entry, and hopefully the weather stays shining, and we're ready.
Do you think finally just that the fact that you've won it twice, you know these roads a wee bit better than some of the other guys, that can give you an edge this weekend?
No, I think this year they're all new stages, so we're all on a fresh sheet. But look, I suppose there isn't much pressure on us. We've won it twice, but we won't rest in our laurels. Everyone wants to win Donegal, no matter what time or what year they started. So yeah, we'll be going from the word go. Yeah.
Well, that's the best of luck with it, Noel.
Thank you.
Well, I bet you just didn't know that Callum Devine was a county hurler for Derry at one time. Is that true? Do you play county hurling for Derry?
Oh, back when I was underage there, aye. Is it a good thing, is it?
So. And he changed the cars. But listen, Callum, all we can do is say delighted to see you. Delighted that you're here with the Skoda. And we wish you the best of luck now and over the next couple of weekends. And have a safe event.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yep.
Okay. Give him a round of applause. The defending champions going for three in a row. Manus Kelly and Donald Baird, Cahill Curley, Billy Coleman have all done it. We wait to see if them guys are going to do it in 2025. So up next, give a big round of applause and a huge welcome to a Fermanagh and Donegal partnership. We've got John Armstrong and Shane Byrne. Up he's come, guys. These guys are just fresh from Poland, where they took a podium in the European Rally Championship last weekend. It was a first for Shane. You've had a podium before on the ERC. So you just come to Donegal in good form, John. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it was nice to get the podium in the ERC Poland last weekend. It's our first of the season. And yeah, we've had good pace all year, but a bit of bad luck. So yeah, it's nice now to come straight to Donegal. But we're changing from gravel to tarmac. So I think tomorrow morning's going to feel like the ultimate adrenaline rush, just the speed on these stages. And yeah, the Friday stages are quite bumpy and jumpy. So you got to really trust that the car is going to do what you want. And yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
What's it like for you, Shane? A Donegal man. At the other end of the county, isn't it? Brooklish you're from, yeah? Yeah, southwest of the county. But this is your home event. What's it been like now for you this week? Because you find yourself sitting in a car that's very capable of winning an event here this weekend.
Yeah, really looking forward to the challenge ahead for the weekend. It's great to be here representing M Sport and the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy. So we're in a great position, so we can't wait to get started.
You mentioned M Sports. This package was put together, and there's a huge team here to get you guys here and get you ready for tomorrow, Josh.
Yeah, that's it. It's a good opportunity. Obviously, West Cork at the start of the year was quite good for us. And yeah, then that means that we want to go and show what the car can do some more. And obviously, M Sport want to support that too. So yeah, we're challenged with the challenge of doing that. But yeah. We're not underestimating how steep that is because, okay, it's my first time doing the rally and I'm going to really enjoy it. But yeah, then whenever it comes down to the timesheets, you just quickly get into a zone that you have to really push and get into the right rhythm. But yeah, some fantastic stages like Knockalla, I'm really looking forward to those.
He wants to see Knockalla. What are you looking forward to, Shane?
Like Gary Gore too, but probably Knockalla is the favourite. And the dry, of course.
Well, it's given to be dry, and it's going to give for a very, very quick pace as well.
Yeah, stiff competition here this weekend. There's, I suppose, ending up to 10 people that can win it. So, yes, the better competition you have, the more it brings you on as competitors. So that's what you want, to race the best that's out there.
What's the plan now for tonight? First thing tomorrow morning, bed early?
I might go out tonight maybe for a while and, you know, up late then. But no, we'll look over the DVD tonight and just get organised for tomorrow morning and get the hammer down.
Well, listen, delighted to speak to both of you, and thanks for coming up to join us on the ramp. And again, wish you the very best of luck this weekend, John.
Cheers, thank you.
Give him a round of applause, John Armstrong, Shane Byrne. And we mentioned the Rally Academy, and we'll bring up Sean McHugh now, who's going to join us, and we're going to link up a bit of the Academy movement at the minute. How are you doing, Sean? Delighted to see you. Listen, yourself and John Coyne have put huge efforts behind the Academy, and as I said to the guys when I spoke to them on Highland earlier this week, I think it's fair to say with the work that yourself and John and MI are all doing and the Academy's putting in, that Ireland have themselves in a very, very strong position now, not just locally but worldwide on the world scene.
Yeah, well, that would be the aim of the Academy, to find a driver who is able to perform at world level, and we have a number of drivers doing that at the moment. Just you mentioned the podium for the two boys last weekend in Poland, and we have Josh McAleen and Owen Tracy starting in Greece in Rally 1 Ford as well. So things are going well at the top end, and then down along the way we're trying to find drivers at every level to perform from Rally 2, Rally 3, Rally 4.
Something like 10 drivers that are involved in the Academy that are here this weekend, isn't that right?
Yeah, we have a representation at every level here today from the two boys you're interviewing now. You have Ryan McHugh with Declan Boyle, also a local Donegal crew here. Actually, Donegal crews are dominating because in Rally 4 we have Kyle McBride with Darragh Mullen, and also we have Jack Harris with Aaron O'Regan, who are contenders in Rally 4.
The progression of the Academy, has it taken you by surprise, or have you stayed on course with the plan that you're on and where you want to be at the moment, or has it just taken so many quick legs over the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, myself and John had a 10-year plan in 2018, so we're 6 years into it now. I would say we're a little ahead of our programme, but again, we're continuing to look for young drivers who obviously are able to perform in Ireland, but then will go and do European and world events for us and represent Ireland at international level. And hopefully we'll be able to have them representing Ireland at an ERC or a WRC event here in the near future. You know, I know that a number of areas are working very hard, both ERC and WRC, to have a rally in the country.
What are you looking forward to most now in Donegal when we have you here?
Yeah, well, it's just an honour for us in the first instance to have two cars in the top five. We're really, really happy with that. It took a while to get the thing going, and we just didn't have so many cars at the top end. But it's great to have two very competitive crews here, and we just have to wish Callum, obviously, the best of luck. But we will be doing our best to prevent him winning those three in a row, and the same wishing the best to Dave and Hayden Patton also. It'll be a wonderful battle to watch all weekend.
Well, indeed. Listen, keep up the good work. You're doing wonders, you are, with the Academy. Well done to everybody involved in the Academy, and continued success with it, Sean.
Yeah, thank you very much. And just to say best of luck to the team, but to Eamonn's team from an event point of view, and from Aidan Harper and the team from Mosbara and the safety. We just wish everybody a safe, and see you all here on Sunday evening.
Good man. Thanks, Sean. Sean McHugh there of Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy. Give him a round of applause. I'm just looking down and looking at my list. Spot up, William. Right at Creighton, the current British Rally Championship leader. Are you on your own, or is Liam with you? Oh, here he comes. He's coming here now. William, good to see you. How's prep been?
Yeah, it's been good. We were here at the rally last year. It was a bit different. I did the rally co-driving for Liam in a historic Skoda, so hopefully we'll go a wee bit faster this weekend. But yeah, last time I did the rally was 2017. We were just getting started then, so we've achieved a lot and developed a lot since then. So it's nice to come back in a top car at, you know, the biggest rally in the country. I think the weather's going to be good. It's great to see so many people out, so we're going to try and enjoy it.
You, of course, are part of the Toyota team. Murrayne was here last year and had a runner-up spot, so you have a bit of knowledge of how to tackle these stages now in a Yaris. What's your plan starting tomorrow?
Yeah, I haven't done so much in the car on tarmac. We did the first round of the British Championship, which was very slippery and not too many bumps on the road, whereas what we have this weekend is the polar opposite. So we'll hit a few bumps tomorrow, see what happens. We've prepared as much as we can with the team, with the setup of the car. And, of course, with Marion doing the rally last year, you know, he can give us some good data that we can work with. So thankfully he has shared that with us. So, yeah, we're looking forward to tomorrow. Just try and find a rhythm as early as we can. And, you know, I think if we can enjoy it, hopefully the speed will come as well. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Can you win in this car, straight up?
Yeah, there's no reason that we can't win in this car. So, and that's obviously what we aim for. Whether or not it'll happen, you know, we'll see on Sunday evening. But, you know, we'll just focus on stage by stage, get started, find that rhythm and go from there. And, you know, just to be here with the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy, and we've got, you know, a couple of other sponsors in the car this weekend that have come on board to get it over the line. And, you know, I really appreciate that. And we want to try and get a good result for everybody supporting us.
So, Liam, you're calling notes for a change here in Donegal. You finished the rally last year in the historics, if I'm right in saying, didn't you, the score?
I finished about 2 weeks ago, actually. No, we had a great trip last year in the historic Skoda. It's good to have the top 40 cars here, but remember, the historics put on a really good show as well on Saturday and Sunday, so they provide a great spectacle. So, yeah, looking forward to this weekend. As William said, we haven't done so much in the car, but we'll treat it as it comes to us, and hopefully by Sunday evening we'll be there.
Was there anything off the back of last year with that spin in Donegal that aided you this year in your preparation?
Not really.
You're going too slow or what was it?
So everybody keeps telling me, but actually, joking aside, yeah, probably. I mean, the Saturday stages are quite similar. The historics don't do the Friday, so that didn't help. And Sunday, there's a direction change. But look, familiarity, yes. I mean, you can see the road condition and how abrasive it is up here. So whilst we had a bit of a laugh last year, yes, we probably took something from it.
Okay. Well, listen, good to see you guys. Thanks for coming. And have a successful weekend at the weekend. Best of luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Good. Well, give a round of applause. The British Rally Championship leaders, Will Creighton and Liam O'Regan. Right, we shall quickly move along to another of our visitors. Give this man a big welcome, because basically he's travelled from the other side of the world. He's probably the man that's travelled the furthest for this event. He's a double European rally champion. He has won on the WRC stage. His name is Mr. Hayden Patton, and he's joined by his Fermanagh co-driver, Dave Moynihan. Gentlemen. Hayden, we'll take a wee look around to the cameras, because they're all queuing up for you here. One ahead. Dave's the shy one. Hayden, I spoke to you on Highland. You joined me on Wednesday evening. You called in the studio. So what's your opening day's been like in Donegal as you prep here?
Yeah, obviously loving it here. Good weather. I didn't expect this when you come to Ireland. But, yeah, I've obviously heard a lot of great things about rallying here. And I must say, we only got called up to this rally 10 days ago. And never seen so much passion from fans, both online and, of course, here at the rally. So it's incredible to see how much rallying means to people here. And, you know, I can't see why there hasn't been a WRC rally here since 2008. So, yeah, loving the atmosphere so far. And I understand it's only going to get bigger and better for the rest of the weekend.
We may get you as the ambassador then to push for a WRC event. We'll talk about that on another occasion. But listen, you're coming to Donegal, and I know when they contacted you, you jumped straight away in this. There was no delaying in your answer. It was an immediate yes, basically.
Oh, for sure. For many, many years, many people have been telling me you need to come to Ireland to do a rally, and Donegal was always one at the top of the list. So, yeah, I didn't expect the phone call from Marty a week or so ago. And, of course, we did the deal within 12 hours, I think. So it was just a matter of moving a few logistics around and, you know, here with bells on and, of course, with Dave in the car as well. It's going to be a big challenge for both of us. He has to understand my Kiwi accent, and I have to understand his Irish accent. So we'll see how that goes in the car.
Has it been improving on that front, have you, over the last couple of days?
We're trying to be like a married couple very quickly. So, but we're getting there. We'll see by Sunday how it's going.
And you mentioned Marty, obviously of C&M Motorsport. They run the Hyundai Rally 2 i20, and this is a car. Listen, you told me this week, any rally you enter, you come here, you come to win. So you do.
Of course, obviously, again, a big thanks to Marty and the C&M Motorsport team for the opportunity. So, and obviously, Dave's played a big part of that as well. So, but yeah, we'll do the best we can. I'm realistic as well. When you come to these rallies, which are very specialised, you need a lot of commitment here. Of course, we'll go as fast as we can, but I think Callum and the guys who've done the rally a few times need to slow down to be careful on us. But yeah, it's going to be fast up the front, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, we'll bring Dave in. One over here, Dave. Dave is the shy man, the navigator. Dave, I know you're very excited to work with this man and really get on the stages tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be something special. It's been a great week so far. Pleasure to work with him, and very complex system, I know, but we're getting the right side of it now, I think. So we're looking forward to Malinhead in the morning.
Yeah. Has he got to know the names of the stages yet?
No, he's still on kilometres.
What are you looking forward to most?
Getting to the end of Malinhead.
Right. Get the first one under the belt, and then away you go.
Yeah, work from there.
Okay. Well, listen, give them a round of applause. Dave Moynihan and, of course, Mr. Hayden Patton in the Hyundai. Keeping a close eye on these guys. Delighted to have them here. And we're going to talk to more big names. I'm looking. We've got another Tyrone man. Aaron Johnson. How are you doing? From the Toyota Gazoo Racing WRC team. Back in Donegal, but you're back as a spectator again, so you aren't.
Yeah, we're going to have to look about changing that shortly, I think, Oisín, now, to be honest.
You told me last year you might be able to come this year.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the same thing, and we'll try again next year.
Yeah. Listen, how's your year been along with Taka? You have put in some, I suppose, very, very good times and stages. How would you rate the year so far for you?
Yeah, I think it's been quite okay. A bit disappointing overall, I would say, but we were fighting for the overall win in Sweden, obviously against Elvin, and lost out by 3.2 seconds. So I think before the event, we would have been extremely happy to finish in second, but when it was so close, of course, as competitors, there's that tiny bit of disappointment. But yeah, we'll keep pushing, and the speed's there, and we just need a little bit of luck on our side as well. And the next few rallies should suit us. You know, Greece, Estonia, Finland are all events that we enjoy, so we'll give it a go and see what happens.
Do you look forward to Finland every year? Because that seems to be the big one on the WRC stage. It's very, very fast. It's the one that all the WRC drivers want to do. It's very, very difficult to win in it. Is that one of the boxes ticked every time you look at it?
Yeah, I think there's a few special events, of course, Finland being one of them, Monte Carlo being another, and of course for us, Japan. But the thrill that you get of driving a WRC car in Finland on the limit is like nothing else you experience on any of the other rallies. So for sure it's the best one and the one that we really look forward to starting the year, and it's one that we'll be looking to do well on and keep the push on.
There's a serious quality field here for this weekend in Donegal, isn't there?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It would put any WRC event to shame, the amount of entrants we have here in Rally 2 and the modified section. So it looks like the weather's going to be good as well. So for everyone, crews and spectators alike, it should be a fantastic weekend's rallying.
Good to see you again, so it is. Hopefully the next time I'm talking to you, see you in a rally car, right?
See you in a suit, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Thanks,
actually. Good round of applause. Aaron Johnson, WRC navigator. Delighted that he's back. And I'm just looking up the line because I was told that Josh McErlain is here. Yeah, and he was going to come speak to me. Okay, we were fed some wrong information. Apologies about that. Right, we shall go on to our next crew. Who do we have? 2022 winners, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes. Come on up, he's got my other son in front of me. Gentlemen, how you doing?
Yeah, all good, thank you.
Yeah, good to see you again. 2022 was the year that you won Donegal. I'm just going to dig deep here straight away. Can you do it in 2025, Josh?
Hopefully no, but there's a lot of tight competition there. It's certainly not going to be an easy weekend, but look, it's a long weekend, and I suppose anything can happen to anybody over the weekend.
What car are you in this weekend? The Hyundai, the Citroen?
We're back in the old Hyundai, the old reliable. So, yeah, I suppose it's the car we're comfortable in and we go fairly well in. So, yeah.
And you know how this works in Donegal. There's a long game here, so there is. It's a long time to Sunday, and anything can happen.
Certainly, it's not one on the Friday, so it's a finisher's rally, but it's a bit of a 100-meter sprint the whole way, so it's not going to be easy either. So, yeah, look, at long weekend, and we're looking forward to it.
Okay, it'd be nice to win another one.
Surely would. It's nearly as good as winning Wexford.
Yeah. Listen, what's the year been like so far for you?
Yeah, probably a little bit mixed. But good result in Cavan the last day out, so that was a nice bit of confidence again back in the old car, so hopefully kind of build on that maybe, and as Josh said, go as hard as we can for as long as we can.
As a navigator, what stage do you look forward to most?
Knockaller probably. It's great to get a fast blast over that.
Yeah. Right, okay. And the Hyundai is pretty quick going up that hill.
She's pretty quick up the hill, pretty quick coming down the hill at the far side as well, so I know it's a long stage. It's nice to get a nice good long stage in and flat out the whole way.
Okay. Listen guys, delighted you joined us up here. We wish you every success at the weekend. All right. Good round of applause. Josh Moffat, Andy Hayes. And we'll swap over crews. Now we've got Murray and Evans and another of the Toyota Yaris's. The Melvin Evans Toyota team is here. The Castrol team is here. Jared Conway's here as well. Second overall last year, Murray, in 2024. You always look to improve yourself, go one better. If that was to happen, you would be in the top step.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? But it's going to be a big job, I think. Like the first few cars this year, it's a hell of a level. And, you know, John and Hayden, obviously, they've done a lot of World Championship, European Championship, and then the regulars as well, the local boys. So, yeah, it'll be tough.
The penultimate stage last year coming off Garton, you put in one hell of a time. So you did to bring it back to 20 seconds with something like 20 kilometres to go. Is that the sort of pace you're going to have to be on for the entire weekend?
Probably a bit faster, to be honest. We moved on a bit with the car, obviously, in the year, but I suppose everybody else has as well. So, yeah, the pace will be really big from the start, and we're going to have to be trying to be a part of it.
A lot of the BRC stuff is in gravel to date, so there hasn't been too many tarmac events this weekend. Will it take you long to bed in, do you feel, or are you at a stage now where you're comfortable with it?
No, it shouldn't be too bad. We were in Killarney, obviously, 6 weeks ago, and the last run of the BRC under Jim Clark was actually tarmac. So, obviously, what happened there was unfortunate, but we were leading up to then. So, the car, we made good steps with it. It feels really comfortable and, you know, looks a lot better than where we were coming here last year. So, yeah, hopefully it all puts together a good package and we can give it a good shot.
Jerry, come on over here beside me. You jumped on board with this man last year and you had a wonderful run in Donegal. Looking for something similar again?
Yeah, hopefully. Looking forward to it. Try and get a good start now tomorrow morning and try and stay with the boys.
Obviously, there's two Yaris's in there. We've got William and one as well, and these are all part of the team. But when it gets to the stages, It's all about looking after who's sitting beside you.
Exactly, yeah. It's just the two inside in the car, and all you can do is try and do the best you can do, and that's it.
Okay. Listen, guys, have a good one, and enjoy it, and have a safe one. Thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you, Richard. Cheers.
A round of applause for Marian Evans and Jared Conway. As I look down now, I'll cross over my sheet. And by the way, I would just like to mention, over the last 12 months, we lost some hugely influential people who were involved with the Motor Club and involved with this rally. And this weekend, we are remembering Kieran Doherty, who was the rally manager, who sadly passed away. Jim Callaghan, one of the men who the foundations were built for this Donegal International Rally. And PJ Wilhair. There is, of course, Wilhair's Corner on Knockalla. Unfortunately, they are not with us this weekend. But for all of those that are involved in this sport, and particularly for those out in the rally office, those people will very much be in their thoughts over the next number of days. And again, if you want more information on the event, go to the Donegal International 2025 Rally app, which is available now on your chosen app store, and it's developed by Rally Stages. You get all the information about the event, and in particular information for spectators where they can go in stages, and you'll also be able to tune into Highland Radio on it as well. Okay, next up, the men from Litchermega Ward, if you want to come join us, headed up by Dad, Father, Declan, and then we've got the sons Michael and Matthew Boyle of the Boyle Motorsport team. Declan, good to see you.
Thank you very much.
2014 winner, is that right?
2014, yes. Long time ago.
That's 11 years ago now at this stage. So.
Yes. But listen, I still don't want to give up, and you still think you can win, so that's what keeps you going.
Yeah. You step into that car. By the way, there's new cars. I'll tell you about those in a second. You still have a drive there and an enthusiasm within yourself that you could find yourself in the top seat.
Well, listen, you know, there's a big field out there, and I like the Skoda, good suspension, lovely car, and we're going fairly well in it. But listen, I wouldn't say we're going to win it, but we'll do our best we can, and hopefully we'll be here on Sunday evening.
Michael has the Skoda repaired for this weekend. We'll not dwell on what happened last time out for you. But this is what you want to do, Michael. You want to be racing in Donegal, and we've seen the reaction of the people already earlier this afternoon down outside Sonny McSwain's in the main street. We had all the Boyle Motorsport cars all lined up and everybody was gathering, so the atmosphere's building. Is there any sort of nerves or anything there with you at all, Michael, or are you thriving on it?
No, not really. You know, as you say, we don't want to dwell on our accident there in Cavan a couple of weeks ago, so we'll just, you know, get back into it tomorrow morning, and hopefully, you know, as soon as you get the helmet on, it'll just be like starting another stage and forget about it.
Is there any pressure coming from the younger cub?
I know Matthew's going very well there now, in fairness, so we'll have to keep an eye on him.
Yeah. Matthew, of course, in the Fiesta. The older two boys are in the Skoda. Matthew, I'm tipping you to finish ahead of these two boys. No pressure, all right?
Jesus, no, we're here to learn. We're not here to go too mad now. So, no, I'm looking forward to it.
Listen, you bet it under the Fiesta very well. This is your first year in an R2 car. So it is, and you've taken it to it like a duck to water, so you have.
Not too bad, yeah. No, we're enjoying it, the four-wheel drive thing and all that. So, you know, it's not as if they'd more power or anything, but they just seem to be easier to drive, like, at obviously not at 100%, but at, say, 80, 85%, they seem better to drive. So, no, I think it suits me, and looking forward to getting more miles.
Do the two boys here, are they on tap all the time to give you advice?
They are surely with in cars and notes and everything. They're a great help. They're definitely a reason I'm coming on. So,
okay. Well, listen, it's a big weekend for you, so if you enjoy it, all right?
Hopefully, fingers crossed we'll be here Sunday. Yeah.
What are you looking for, Michael? What do you want out of the weekend?
Here, you know, you want to get out, you know, and finish as far up as possible. But here, it's a long weekend, and you know, you have to try and keep your foot in the door and not keep too far away. But you know, there's a few obviously very fast lads there, and. But here, we'll do our own thing and see how it goes.
Declan, finally, just, if you got a podium this weekend, I'm sure you'd be over the moon.
If I can stay ahead of these two lads, I'll be over the moon.
Is the pressure on? Is that what you're telling me then?
The pressure's on, exactly, from these two lads. And if I can be the champion in the house, it'll be good enough.
Well, maybe the champion in the house and the three of you are back safe and sound and get over the finish ramp. That's not a bad weekend's work.
Good man. Thank you very much, Oisin.
Well done, the Declan Boyle, Michael Boyle and Matthew Boyle. The Boyles from Mitchell, like a ward. The Boyle Motorsport team, keep an eye out on the Skodas. They've got the lovely new black and yellow livery, and there's the Fiesta in there as well. So next up, a couple of Donegal men, David Kelly, Kevin Eaves and Ryan McHugh, if you want to make your way up front. By the way, we'll not be keeping you too much longer, folks, because the driver's briefing is taking place at 9 o'clock. Up comes David, Ryan and Kevin Eaves. David, third overall last year. You had one hell of a push on the closing loop. Are you looking to better that? Would you be happy with it again? What's the plan for 2025?
Look, we'd be over the moon if we could do something similar again this year. But sure, you see the lineup that's there. Like, it's going to be mental. The pace will be very hot all weekend, but we'll definitely give it our best shot.
So the lineup was just as good last year as well, like so.
Oh, it was, yeah. But look, it's a long weekend. I suppose it's about kind of getting a balance of going fast and getting to the end, really. So that's kind of what we're going to concentrate on.
Ryan, into a Fiesta Rally 2 car for 2025. You've been finding your feet with it, but here you are now. You're going to take on the big one on it.
Yeah, look, it's a lot different than what I'm used to, but definitely the pace is building slowly there. But yeah, a good steady run. Hopefully get it over Friday on a good pace and maybe push on Saturday, Sunday.
We spoke to Sean McHugh earlier about Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy, which you, of course, are part of, and it's very much beneficial to you, so it is.
Yeah, definitely. Look, learning off John and Josh McElhane and Crichton, it's definitely, you're picking up new things all the time, and it's really good for development of young drivers.
So what do you want out of the weekend then?
I don't really know, to be honest. No expectation, but we'll try and push as far up as we can, maybe top 15, 10.
Kevin Eaves, the man who was, for years was in the blue Corolla, swapped to the R2 machinery now, and at this stage, after quite a few events under the belt, Kevin, have you found your feet with it yet?
I feel like we're getting there. We had a good enough steady run the last day we were out, so hey, we're slowly building up, but hey, it's a long 3 days, and we'll try and get to the end of it, maybe.
I'm not going to bring up old wounds, and I know the Donegal hasn't been kind to you in recent years, but obviously, getting back to Letterkenny on a Sunday, that has to be the first target for you, is it?
I think it's been four or five or God knows how many years since we got back to Letterkenny on Sunday. So, I think, as I say, there's a big pack of lads there. So we'll just try and bed in early tomorrow morning and keep at it.
Okay, well, listen, the best of luck with it, guys. Just finally, change the navigator for you as well from last year.
Aye, Arthur Cairns is on with him this year. So look, me and Arthur are getting on well so far, and hopefully all goes well.
Okay, give him a round of applause. That's David, Ryan and Kevin. Looking forward to Donegal.
It was Oisin Kelly live at the ceremonial start of the Donegal International Rally down at the Angrenian Theatre in Letterkenny. The action on the roads gets underway tomorrow morning, and as always, Highland is your one-stop shop for all updates on the rally over the weekend. Oisin himself and Chris Ashmore will be bringing you the very latest from every stage over the weekend in what promises to be another brilliant event for rally enthusiasts. Well, it is now time for a short break here on The Score. When we come back, we'll be turning our attention to League of Ireland Soccer.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leader in sports equipment for clubs and schools at michaelmurphysports.ie.
You're very welcome back to the Score programme. Now to soccer, and it is another bumper weekend of League of Ireland fixtures. I've been speaking with former Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan to look ahead to the action. We're heading into another busy weekend in the League of Ireland. It's a double weekend of fixtures, with fixtures on both Friday and Monday across both divisions. In the first division, Finn Harps, they're away to Athlone on Friday, and then they have a home fixture against league leaders Dundalk on Monday. We might start with a chat about Friday night's game in the Midlands. Harps and Athlone, you know, fairly similar in terms of results throughout the season. Both are at the wrong end of the table, and they've taken a win each against each other in the two previous games. How do you see it playing out on Friday night, Keith?
Yeah, look, I suppose, kind of, as you say there, as you mentioned, you know, both teams taking a win in the opposite fixture. I suppose, you know, Harps getting the win down in Athlone, and then Athlone picking up all 3 points the last time that they played up in Balbuffet. Look, it's not ideal for both teams in terms of where they would like to be in the league and how they saw their season going. You know, mass investment in Athlone, and they find themselves at the bottom of the table under new management, I suppose. But, like, kind of, one win and I think it's one win in 13 games. You know, it doesn't bode well. And, you know, even with that new injection from the management team at Athlone, it hasn't seemed to work out too well for them. I think their last win was actually against Harps, you know, in Balmafay. So it doesn't seem like it's really you know, worked out for them and, you know, what they want to do and having big aspirations. In terms of Harps, look, it's been a difficult season and it doesn't seem to be showing any great signs of, you know, picking up a hell of a lot in the next coming games. Look, again, it's a tough ask around Athlone and the quick turnaround with Dundalk, you know, that are, you know, flying high, you know, leading the league, you know, by about, I guess about 12 points or something like that, that it is that they are at the top. So it's going to be a difficult game for Harps. Although, you know, last week we wouldn't have maybe given them much of a chance of getting anything out of the game against Wexford. Look, obviously Wexford, you know, they have top marksmen, Aaron Dobbs, Mickey Rowe, you know, leading the scoring charts for them. And, you know, you would have thought that they would have, you know, maybe been able to pick out 3 points, but, you know, the young guns at Harps stuck to the task and, you know, maybe deservedly at the end, you know, was able to get a share of the spoils. But I think, look, at Harps at the moment, like, I think people have to just kind of maybe take, put it in perspective of what this season is about. And, you know, Kevin will know, and, you know, a lot of the people, I know a lot of the senior players will know, this is very much about, you know, getting the guys, the young guys that are there, getting them experience and getting them games, because with that, you have something to build on, you know. So I think it's, you know, maybe just relax a bit, you know, take each game as it comes. And it is for these young guys, gaining experience, you know, learning the game, you know, and kind of learning on the job, which is great, because, you know, maybe in years gone by, like, there would have been, you would have been maybe able to blood maybe one or two, you know, players each season, but, you know, they're able to meet, you know, throw 4 or 5 in the mix there now, and that makes a huge difference. And that's, like, that's, you know, creating a real base to go on, and, like, it definitely stand them in great stead in the future.
It's all a great learning curve for the youngsters. Obviously, a flown on Friday, and then on Monday you've got the small matter of the unbeaten league leaders coming to Balbuffet. I suppose, Keith, the ideal weekend would be maybe to get some sort of a result in Athlone and then head into that tough home game full of confidence and maybe try to make it as difficult as possible for Dundalk on Monday.
Yeah, like, you know, that's what you have to do. And, like, a lot of these games, you know, that's when, you know, players and, you know, players can turn and surprise you, you know, when maybe you're not be given a lot of hope. But look, Harps will be competitive. Like, they're hard to beat at home. You know, as I say, there is good players there. They are learning all the time. They are getting stronger. You know, to pick up something on the road is always invaluable. You know, like, you take what you get on the road, really. And then, albeit Athlone in the position that they're in, but look, they're still a good team, and they have to be, you know, given the respect just because they're bottom of the league. You know, it's not a case of just going to turn them over, especially when you're so close to them. And look, I think, look, no one expects much maybe on Monday night. It's a bit of a free hit, but, you know, that's the ones again that where players can surprise you. And it wouldn't surprise me if Harps were to get something from that game too.
And just in general, on Finn Harps, Kevin McHugh, he's had his fair share of obstacles to overcome since taking charge with such a young squad, and then the leave insert recently and injuries to key players. Harps are probably actually doing well to still be competitive considering all that.
Yeah, they are. You know, they are, and like I said, you know, picking up a point last week, which, you know, when you're missing players, and, like, it's again, you know, lads off doing their junior cert, you know, it's not a case of, like, these are lads that are starting, you know what I mean? It's not a big case of that my lads just that'll be on the bench. You're kind of depending on these lads. And, you know, that just shows you where Harps are at the moment. Look, Kevin knows the game inside out. He knows the league inside out. He would have known what was ahead of him when he took the job. Now, obviously, there is the case of the transfer embargo. Is that going to remain in place? Will they be able to bring in players now in the window? Again, look, it's always a difficult sell sometimes, Harps, you know, especially when things aren't going well. But look, players have to look at it as an opportunity to get themselves, you know, in the shop window. Maybe if they are looking to have a career, you know, higher up in the League of Ireland or somewhere else, so someone might take a shot, want to go there. There's always players looking for teams, and vice versa. So it could be an interesting summer if he was able to bring in someone, you know, who could maybe get him a few goals. you know, maybe try and, you know, maybe add a bit of experience, because that's kind of what you're lacking there at the moment. You know, you just mentioned there, Mark, about the young players that the Harps have, and, you know, sometimes that they're missing. But, you know, you have the likes of, you know, Tony in there, you know, Turish, who is, you know, just seems to struggle a bit with fitness now and again. Like David Colley leaving was a huge knock for them, just again because of that experience. So, you know, someone who could add to that and maybe, you know, sort of take the weight off on the, in the changing room sometimes, which can be difficult because, you know, I'm not afraid of what goes on in that changing room, but in the past generally it's, you know, one or two guys that are, you know, leading, you know, kind of doing, you know, talking to players, and someone else to maybe share that workload would be a great addition, and I think Kevin will see that himself.
Yeah, well, we'll see how this weekend goes, and then maybe add a few fresh faces, and hopefully we can see Harps climb the table in the next couple of weeks. We will have live updates from that clash with Athlone from the 7:45 kickoff on Friday with Kevin Egan. In another First Division games, Dundalk are at home to Treaty, Kerry host Bray Wanderers, Cove go to UCD, and Wexford welcome Longford Town. Now let's move on to the Premier Division, Keith, and maybe we'll have a chat about Derry City first. Their form's been, you know, stop start to say the least. They don't really have any momentum heading into Friday's meeting with champion Shelburne.
Yeah, very indifferent for Derry going forward. It's, you know, they're in sixth position there at the minute in the league, and it's very hard to, I suppose, you know, it's very difficult to try and call this one. Obviously, they beat Shells at home, and then again on the, I think it was opening day of the season that they had Shells up in Tulka Park, and Shells, you know, beat them comfortably in that game. Again, look, it's just very hard to tell. You know, watching Shells the last night there against Pats, and, you know, they looked really good. You know, they were moving the ball really slick, you know, with pace, and, you know, so many different options, and, you know, they got a great goal. And it was Ali Coote got the final touch, you know, Mark Coyle heavily involved in that as well. So, no, it's you know, Shells, again, you know, having, you know, I suppose being the champions, but not being as close to the top as they would want to be, they'll be pushing now, and, you know, they'll really want to try and, you know, close that gap on Shamrock Rovers that just look to be in great form at the minute. They've had that European draw that's just been out, so they've been drawn against Linfield in that, so that's another really interesting tie that's, you know, going to be on now in the next few weeks. It kind of, you know, there's always that argument between, you know, the Irish League and the League of Ireland, which one is stronger. So it'll settle that debate maybe a bit as well, or it'll, you know, definitely draw a lot of interest from both sets of supporters. But I suppose if we're focusing more on Derry at the moment, yeah, look, they'll be looking to try and get themselves in that conversation for next year. And, you know, Kieran Lynch again, taking a lot of his big names, time to settle, you know, and he's coming out in the press and saying, you know, that, you know, these lads, maybe some of them haven't settled, and it's time for them to move on. So, look, he'll not be taking any prisoners in terms of that. And, you know, if some of the lads haven't been doing it, and they'll be moved on fairly quickly, and it's an opportunity for someone else.
Yeah, and when you look at the two games Derry have this weekend, I mean, it's two tough tasks away to the capital. They have Shells on Friday, St Pat's on Monday. What do you think a good return from the two games would be for Tiernan Lynch's side?
Look, well, I think a team like Derry, with, you know, like when we talk about, you know, yeah, talk about budgets every time we talk about Derry, but it's, you know, it's one that's always on the lips when you speak about a team like that, with what they've got there in the lot, you know, in the squad, you know, but just, you know, some lads aren't performing. You know, you have to be looking at least 4 points. You know, they'll be looking to win both games. You know, that'll be the conversation there, that they feel that they have enough, obviously, with beating Shells before. And then again, you know, a difficult game against Pats, which again, kind of like Derry, are kind of a bit hot and cold. But I think, look, if he can get 4 points in those two games, that'll be a good return for them.
Other Premier Division games this Friday, Waterford up against Bray at the RSC, Galway are at home to St Pat's, Shamrock Rovers, who, you know, looking very strong at the top, they're away to Cork City, and maybe I'll just get a word on your old club Drogheda, Keith. I know you keep a close eye on them. They're at home to Sligo on Friday. They've really pushed on this season after that cup win last year. Have you been surprised with how well Drogs have done so far?
Yeah, I suppose I have. You know, I didn't really give them much hope, if I'm being quite honest. And then obviously once we saw them, you know, up and running, and we've seen the signings that they've made, look, obviously huge. It's been a really good season. You know, Kevin Doherty, he's a great manager, and he's been doing great things down there with his assistant Dara Doyle. And, you know, as I said, the players they've got in have just hit the ground running and been excellent for them. Look, massive heartbreak for them, I suppose, earlier in the week when they discovered that that because the owners have two clubs in the one competition, you know, the fact that they won the FA Cup, you know, gives them a European spot, but unfortunately they're not able to fulfill that position. So not having Europe will be a huge blow to them, you know, financially, in terms of, you know, obviously the prize that, you know, maybe moving through a round or two can be for a club like that is huge. But even just, you know, for the fact of, you know, trying to maybe attract players, and some of the players that maybe they got in, you know, maybe on loan that they maybe could have thought that they could have kept for the duration of the summer, you know, into the second half of the season. They might think now, well, what is the point staying? There's no lure of European football here. I can maybe go somewhere else. So that's going to be huge for them. You know, I've got it for Kevin, to be fair. You know, after they played Shamrock Rovers there on Monday night, and, you know, he gave an interview after, which is, you know, he seemed fairly emotional, you know. So it was a very tough day. They only found out Monday, obviously, that this was the case. And then they had a game that evening, so difficult, you know, not ideal for preparations. And again, just for like somebody like Ryan Brennan as well, the captain, you know, for the opportunity for him to lead his, you know, to lead his hometown club out in a European game, you know, that's massive. And for that to be taken away is a tough blow. And, you know, will some of those players ever get the chance again? You know, who knows? But look, they've got themselves in a great position this year. They've started brilliantly. They're a really tough team to beat. So hopefully they can maybe use this as fuel, you know, to push on now in the second half of the season. And, you know, unfortunately for them, there'll be no European football this year, but definitely it's a huge carrot. And, you know, it might, as I say, give them that drive to push on and maybe make sure that they'll be in next year with no chance of any type of courtroom battle that would maybe see them not involved in the competition.
That's great stuff. Keith, thanks for your time as always, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Okay, cheers, Mark. Thanks a million.
Former Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan looking ahead to the weekend's League of Ireland fixtures. Well, in terms of what's happening over the weekend here on Highland, the rally is not the only big sporting event happening here in the Northwest. On Sunday, we'll of course have the big game in the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship preliminary quarter-final stage. It'll be Donegal up against Louth at McCool Park on Sunday afternoon, and we will have live match commentary from Brendan Devaney and Brendan Kilcoyne from the 4 o'clock throw-in in Balbuffet. Elsewhere, it's a big weekend for the Donegal ladies. They play Tipperary in Tipperary, knowing that they need a win to stay in the All-Ireland Senior Ladies Championship. Very much a case of a winner takes all in that game, as both Tipperary and Donegal were beaten by Galway in their opening group phase games. So the winner of Saturday's afternoon's game will progress to the next round. Well, that's just about it from me. I've been your host, Mark Gallagher. If you missed any of tonight's show, it will be available to listen back to very shortly over on our website at highlandvideo.com. Have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.